Okay, John Bowling here, broadcasting with Ken Owen from Craig High School Gymnasium. We're ready to start the second half of the girls' high school varsity basketball game. The Haynes Glacier Bears in town over the weekend playing here in Craig. As we start the second half, Craig enjoying a 15-point lead, scores 32-17. Haynes obviously will be working hard to make up the deficit. As we start the second half, Craig will have possession as Aspen Hansen, true to form, bringing the ball up for the Craig Lady Panthers, now moving to the right as Hansen still in the center circle, waiting for a cutter, and then dribbles right, then left, back it up again, dribbling to her right, and foul called, a blocking foul against the Glacier Bears. True to form, Ken, a lot of what we saw in the first half. Refs closely monitoring contact between the players here.
And that one's going to be on number 13, Zanow. That's her second.
Craig inbound on the far side. Hansen, again, with the ball, moving towards center court. Near the center circle. Now dribbles to her right, pulls up, backs up, looking in, looking left, looking right. Passes to the right, finds Vaughn on the wing, past the three-point line. Vaughn takes a couple dribbles in, puts the shot up inside the free-throw line, bounces around, no good. Looks like it's going to be off Mikulski, and Haynes will take possession.
Wing was trying to chase that, shag that rebound down, but it went off of the Panther last night. So it's Glacier Bear ball. Swinton's dribbling out of the backcourt, guarded by Hansen. She's going to pull up and fire. Misses everything. Off, banks it off the glass. Yates
grabs the ball. Right now, leading almost all the players. She goes up for the layup, but blocked by Swinton, right?
Nice block by Swinton there. Yep. Got a hand on that.
Good block.
Out of bounds off the Glacier Bears.
So Mikulski will inbound for Craig underneath her own basket. Craig runs their inbound play. Mikulski finds, loses the ball. Actually tipped away, by Gross, and it ended up in the hands of the Mikulski, but she apparently thought the ball had been put out of bounds. At any rate, Craig Haynes will take over possession, so we'll call it a turnover against the Panthers. Not really a very heads-up play at all there.
It wasn't. No, that's a break for the Bears here as Swinton inbounds to Larson. Larson across half court for the Bears near side. Glacier Bears going right to left this half. Hands off to Swinton. Swinton comes near side, goes versus the dribble, goes far side. Baseline fires a five-footer, rings around and out, and out of bounds off the Panthers.
Nope. Calling it off Haynes.
Off of Haynes then. So it'll be Panther ball with 6:53 remaining in the third period. 32-17 the score. Glacier Bears down.
Glacier Bear now looks like they're in the man-to-man defense. Switch over from their 2-3 zone as Hansen dribbles. Penetrates back up to Mikulski. Back to the top of the key to Yates. Looking to shoot. Fakes, doesn't do it. Back across the court to Mikulski behind the three-point line. Takes a shot. Dribbles to her right. Close to the baseline now. Back out to Hansen and finds a cutting Yates inside. She goes up one-handed. Shot up. No good.
Rebound. Glacier Bears. Larson pulls it down.
Almost traveled.
Hands off to Swinton at the last second. Comes across half court. Swinton goes far side, now comes back. Fires a 10-footer. Too long, over the rim. Rebound, Zanow for the Bears, out to Wing. Wing fires a shot, no good. Rebound, put back, Gross, no good.
Yates pulls the ball away, dribbles quickly up court, finds cross-court pass to Vaughn. Two steps up off the backboard, no good.
Gross pulls it down for the Glacier Bears. That height advantage working for her on that one. And hands it off to Swinton. Swinton across half court, comes near side, reverses her dribble, goes inside the paint from the corner of the free throw line, up and over, no good. Shot rebounded by the Panthers.
As Hansen dribbling the ball up, Haynes' offense obviously keen on Swinton right now, Ken.
Definitely.
As Yates with the ball dribbles all the way into the basket, finds Mikulski on an easy dish. Layup for Mikulski.
34-17, Panthers up, 5:26 remaining in the third period. As Swinton comes across half court, closely guarded by Hansen all the way, right from the three. Shot no good by Swinton. It misses and goes out of bounds, Panther ball.
So Hansen walking the ball up court, again facing Craig, facing man-to-man defense. Hansen in the center circle, now dribbles to the right, now left, goes by the screen from Yates. Hansen dribbles into the key, and the ball is up, in and out, no good, knocked out of bounds.
It'll be Glacier Bear ball with a substitution going on. 43 and 23 come out. And into the game for the Glacier Bears is number 15, Coward, number 30, Stewart. as Larson hands off to Swinton. Swinton comes baseline near side. 5 foot finds the hoop there from behind the backboard. Nice take by Swinton. Makes it 34-19.
Yep. Yates comes up with the ball, followed behind by Hampton. Yates dribbles now right into the key, loses the ball. Tried to be saved by Yvonne. She does save it. Gets out to Barlow. Now top of the key to Hampton. Closely guarded. Hampton has yet to use her dribble. Calling a play. Now dribbles to her right. Penetrates back out to McCluskey behind the three-point line. McCluskey takes two steps in. Dribbles. Shot up no good.
Rebound. Stewart and the Glacier Bears. But they get tied up underneath the hoop. Stewart comes in for the save. Hands it off to Swinton. Swinton passes to Stewart across half court.
And knocked away by Vaughn, who takes the ball on the other way now. Just got Swinton in her way. Let's see what she does.
Oh, denied by Swinton.
Vaughn went up for the layup. Swinton predicted it very well, knocked it right away.
Nice block.
She's working well on both sides of the court, Ken.
She is. She's a hustler. Substitution for the Panthers. Ford's going to take a breather, and Burnham's going to come in to the game for the Panthers.
Inbounding, looking for open player, finds Hampton. Oh, knocked away. Knocked away by Vanow.
Nice D by the Glacier Bears.
Hampton on the far side near the baseline, looking to inbound. We'll get it to Burnham. Burnham tied up, finds Yates, cutting in toward the middle, shot up, and rolls around.
Nice
good.
Take. Nice take to the hoop by Yates.
Yates get off the board in the second half. As Swinton brings the ball all the way up court, down to the baseline, now scores up to the basket, takes a shot up, no good. Rebound chased down by Yates. Dribbling got two in front of her. She's going to take it all the way herself. Ball up, no good.
Zanow got in her way, slowed her down a bit, and she missed that layup. And Swinton going to bring it across half court, guarded by Panthers Barlow. Gets tripped up, running into the paint, and it's going to be a foul called on
number 13, Marie Yates, her fourth foul. So Yates lets foul away from sitting down the rest of the game. With 3 minutes, 27 seconds left in the third quarter. This will be a handicap for Craig as Denon will check back in as soon as the next dead ball occurs.
Larson will inbounds for the Glacier Bears way up top to Swinton. Just inside the three, she fires a long ball, no good, out of bounds off the Panthers. So Glacier Bears will keep possession.
And Yates will sit down as Denon will take over some of her duties.
Larson on the inbounds for the Glacier Bears underneath their basket. Up to Cowart. Cowart's going to put it up and in for two. Nice shot by Cowart there. Makes it 21-36. Glacier Bears down. 3:12 remaining in the third period.
And Craig brings up Hampton again. Center circle. With Haynes still in their man-to-man defense. Hampton comes to the right, then back to the left. Now backs up again near the center circle. Waiting for the place she wants, looking for the right cutter. Nobody. Now Craig now starting to move into a offensive rhythm as Hampton goes back for the middle key and into the free throw line. Ball gets away, recovered by Burnham to Barlow. Now back to Hampton down near the baseline. Hampton closely guarded, dribbles to her right toward the baseline, pulls up her dribble, finds Barlow out to McCluskey, who dribbles in 1, 2, 3 dribbles now. Back out to the top of the key to Burnham, picks up her dribble. Gets it to Barlow. Barlow dribbling, no foul, no call.
Larson got a hand on that.
And timeout Craig as the ball gets knocked around the floor, finally ends up in the hands of Barlow, and Coach Hansen gets a timeout.
Stewart's going to dragging the leg off the court here, kind of limping as she goes to the sideline huddle. Not a little bit of a grimace there. Good defensive effort there by the Glacier Bears, preventing the Panthers. Kept penetrating, but nothing doing.
Nope.
Coach Brittenham has them huddled up here, rallying them and getting them tuned up here.
And Craig gets, a little bit handicapped by Yates on the bench. I mean, she's a big offensive force for them, and if she's not in, it's a little harder to find points for Craig, and Haynes will be wanting to take advantage of that as long as Yates is sitting down.
Right, with four fouls. 36-21 the score here. 2:24 remaining in the third period as the Panthers will inbound this under their basket.
Cluskey looking in now, finally finds Hampton. Threw out at the top of the key now. We'll set up the offense. Now dribbles on the near side. Almost double team. Now she's back to single one-on-one defense as Cluskey comes up past the three-point line. gets it to Hanson, who dribbles in toward the key, now back out again, it'll reset. Hanson dribbles to the right side, finds McCluskey standing on the three-point line. It'll be a long two-point shot for Kimber McCluskey.
And Swinton across the half-court line for the Glacier Bears takes it. She's going to get called for carrying it and turn the ball over to the Panthers here. And they gave her three on that one.
So 39-21, Craig Panthers leading with a minute 45 seconds left in the third quarter as Hanson for the Panthers. Ball atop the key, now dribbles to the right, picks up her dribble, finds a cutting Barlow in all by herself underneath the basket. Nice look and nice finish by the Craig Panthers offense.
41-21 the score now. 20-point lead for the Panthers, minute 26. As Swinton comes across half court, near side, goes inside to Cowart. Ball gets slapped away from behind by Hanson, out of bounds off the Glacier Bears. They turn it over to the Panthers.
Minute 18 left in the third quarter. Hanson brings the ball up slow across the 10-second line. And she's met by the Haynes defense. Hanson now backs out again. Not afraid to do that. In and out, testing the defense. Hanson goes into the free-throw line. Pass off McCluskey on the far side. Up, shot up, no good. Ball gets away.
Picked up by the Glacier Bears. Number 20, Larson, pulls in and kicks it out to Zano. Zano up to Swinton. And a travel call, but unfortunately, turning the ball back over to the Panthers. With 52 seconds remaining on the clock in the third period, 41-21 the score, Panthers up.
Ames remaining in the man-to-man defense. Hanson all by herself in the top of the key, puts a shot up, no good.
Rebound, Swinton. Swinton to Zano. Zano kicks it out across half court. Goes inside to Larson. Larson's going to turn around with a jump shot. No good. Just short rebound. Denon and the Panthers.
Gets it to Hanson, who runs the ball up court. Will pull up now and reset. Finds McCluskey near the top of the key. McCluskey is ball over ahead. Takes right, goes left. Drives into the key. Shot up, no good. McCluskey tips the ball away. Recovers it. Out to Hanson. Beyond the three-point line, now she dribbles in. 5 foot up, shot up, backboard, and in the rim, no good.
Stewart pulls this down and then gets it taken away.
Knocked away by Denon, who also knocked it out of bounds. So Haynes will.
Out of bounds break for the Glacier Bears. Take possession of the basketball with 9 seconds on the clock in the third period. Zanow going to hustle it across, passes way down court to Cowart. Cowart from the right side banks it up and over, out, no good. Rebound Stewart. Stewart to Swinton with the buzzer beater is not going to drop. And the ball will roll out of bounds as time expires on the third period. Craig, Lady Panthers 41, Haynes Glacier Bears 21.